Mark, nice performance, 147, you win your heat into the semi-finals.
Yeah, I'm delighted. It kind of went according to what I thought it would go. Except I thought the French guy might lead it out. Even still, you know, I knew it would be around 53 seconds, and my plan was just to sit there in either second or third place, depending on which was easier when I got to the first 200 metre mark. And listen, it worked out perfectly. A gap opened for me with 220 metres to go. I passed Andrew Osage, Olympic finalist, and felt very fresh, and I can't ask for more than that.
And in the final, Ben chanced the pounce, and that's it, led them all through.
Yeah, I wanted to give a bit of acceleration there, just let them know what I had for the semis, you know. So I felt good, and I eased up that last 20 metres, not planning that beforehand, but I just felt so fresh and I wanted to conserve a bit. And you know, the important thing in these heats is just to stay upright and not fall over, you know. That's one of the other aims, so I executed everything perfectly today, I think.
How confident are you, considering the season you've had so far?
Very confident. Every race is just... been a snowball for me. Each one's getting better since New York Diamond League, and that was a real, you know, I suppose, indication of the level that I can run at, and just finishing behind Dave Riddish. And also that race, I kind of came from behind, so I knew I had that acceleration as well, which gave me a lot of confidence for championship races. So yeah, I'm just feeling very confident all around the season.
And how much do previous championships that you've had, the couple that you've had, how much do they stand to you here?
A lot, yeah. I mean, you know what not to do, I suppose, whenever you come to these races now. Like after Moscow, I knew I could not sit back there today and lounge in about sixth place the whole way around. You know, you got to get up there and shake the legs a bit and make sure that you're in contention with 200 to go. And I suppose in the World Indoors then, I was just telling the lads that I suppose in that race, I just had it in my head. I was adamant that I wanted to be second place the whole way. But today I had a bit more sense about me. Like I knew a gap had opened there at about 250 metres to go, and it did. And without a doubt, you know, these things stand to you, look.